Today is the second part of a two-part story, Bishop's Red Apple Railway. In the spring of 1911, the newly formed Owens River Electric Railway Company had announced plans to build a rail line between Bishop and the Carson and Colorado's narrow gauge line in Laws. In June of that year, a celebration was held to mark the beginning of the rail line's construction. Businesses in Bishop closed, a parade was held, and orators boasted of the bright future to come. By the end of the month, 32 men and 60 horses were cutting, filling, and grading the new route. By August, the entire stretch of right-of-way had been graded, culverts had been placed, and much of the work on the two bridges needed already completed. Rumors began to circulate the railway would soon open with a gasoline motor car, switching to electric as soon as the lines were erected. Work stopped on the rail line in November as winter approached. The spring of 1912 arrived, but the restart in rail line construction never commenced, nor did it in the next ensuing months. Facts are cloudy as to why the construction never started back up, though there is much reason to believe the raging controversy of the Los Angeles Aqueduct that was going on at that time played a significant part. 4 years earlier, another company had filed papers to build a railway from Laws to Bishop. The city of Los Angeles responded in such a way that the project was squelched. The feelings of the city about progress in the Owens Valley were summed up in the wording of a resolution passed by the city of Los Angeles City Council, which declared, "Certain individuals are contemplating building an electric railroad, acquiring rights away and water privileges in connection with the said Owens River enterprise. The city council will not be able to prevent tar and feather methods of dealing with such enemies of the public." Nevertheless, much physical evidence of the work done on the Red Apple Railway can still be seen today by the intrepid explorer. At times, there's been discussion of resurrecting and finishing the old railway route connecting Bishop City Park with the Laws Museum. Big plans and big dreams. There have been many that have come and gone along our collective memory, recalling life along El Camino Sierra.